When Ravel sat down to write his piano suite, Le Tombeau de Couperin, his intention was to write a piano composition in the manner of the Baroque French keyboard suite. The Couperins were a family of prolific Baroque musicians, François Couperin Le Grand being the most prolific. Ravel was not aiming to imitate Couperin, though, but the Baroque style in general. Within the forms and ornamentation of the Baroque, Ravel added dissonant harmonies and 20th century ideas, creating a neoclassical work. He started his composition in 1914, but then put it aside because of the First World War. Ravel himself was exempt from military service due to his general physical weakness. All the same, he managed to enlist as a truck and ambulance driver, servicing at the front. He contracted dysentery in 1916 and required surgery. His convalescence was a long one, as he battled to come to terms with the horrors which he had witnessed. After his discharge from hospital, he then went back to composing his suite. He used the title tombeau, a term that has been used from the 17th century to mean a piece of music written in memory of somebody. Each of the six movements is dedicated to a friend killed in the First World War. In one case, the Rigaudon, to two brothers killed by one shell on the very day they arrived at the front. Despite the background to this composition, the work is not sad. Ravel was questioned on this, and he replied, "The dead are sad enough in their eternal silence." Ravel took four of the movements and orchestrated them in 1920, choosing a small orchestra in order to keep the crispness of the original piano score. Within a year, the music was used in a ballet of the same name. When I heard the Tombeau de Couperin performed by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra in the City Hall last month, I particularly enjoyed the prelude, with its perpetual semiquaver movement and abundant use of the oboe. Here is the prelude from Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Abbado.
Thank you.
That was the prelude from Ravel's Tombeau de Couperin, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Claudio Obado. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website, click on podcasts, and find Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.